You are listening to Raja Ravi Verma, a novel written by Ranjit Desai, translated from the Marathi by Vikrant Pandey, voiced by Vijayan Menon. The palace of the Verma family of Kilimanur shone brightly in the soft rays of the morning sun. It was a fortified building built high on a hillock. The leaves of the huge peepal tree fluttered in the courtyard outside the main palace building. The huge expanse of the tree and the clean area surrounding it would catch the eye of every visitor entering the courtyard. Entering through the arched doorway, one would be offered a view of the palace surrounded by courtyards on all sides and built with elaborate care. One would notice the well near the steps leading to the main palace. Maidservants could be seen standing there drawing water. Despite the bustling of many servants inside the palace, there was a peaceful silence all around. The owner of the palace, Raja Verma, had finished his morning puja and moved to his inner quarter. Chaitanya Shastri had finished his classes on the Vedas and was now free. The meals were ready in the kitchen, while the courtyard in front of the kitchen had been cleaned and made ready for breakfast. Just then, Pachan came into the middle courtyard. Pachan was a dark man in his 20s and was the head servant of the house. He was wearing a crisp white dhoti and had the traditional vibhuti smeared on his forehead. He stopped suddenly, his eyes wide, as he stared at the walls of the family temple located in the courtyard. Ravi Verma and his sister Mangala were drawing sketches using coal on the clean whitewashed walls. Pachan stood there, transfixed, watching them draw. The siblings were unaware of Pachan's gaze. Ravi Verma was engrossed in his sketching, while Mangala watched him with amusement. They both wore simple dhotis. Ravi Verma said excitedly, "I will draw a horse for you now." Wide-eyed Mangala asked, "Horse?" Ravi Verma did not answer her question, but continued to stare at the wall and said, "Give me a fresh piece of coal." Mangala gave him a piece of coal lying on the ground. Ravi Verma bent down to sharpen the coal and threw it away in disgust, shouting, "You fool! Don't you know you are supposed to blow away the dust first?" Mangala, perturbed at her brother's anger, said, "Leave it! I'm not interested in your horse." She got up angrily and dusted her dhoti, wiping her dusty black palms on the same.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?